Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100, beginning at verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. All of Psalm 100. Then, skipping to Psalm 121, beginning at verse 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege we have of being able to come to you in prayer each and every day. Thank you for the fact that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you for the opportunity for us to seek you early in the morning, throughout the day, and at night as well. Father, we commit the broadcast into your hands, Lord. Thank you for the mighty work you will do in the lives of the listeners as they listen to and are blessed by the wonderful ministry of a young man by the name of Caleb and his family as well. Use this broadcast for your glory to accomplish your perfect will in the heart of every listener today. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Again, we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family here on the American Family Radio. And today we want to remind you once again, specifically to pray for our nation. Our nation needs a lot of prayer. And the American Family Association, our president, Tim Wildman, asks that you join AFA in a season of prevailing prayer for our country. Tim is convinced that only prayer and repentance will truly heal our nation and our land. And he cites Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 that tells us, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We invite you, please sign the petition at afa.net. Again, go to afa.net, and we encourage you to sign the petition to let us know that you're joining the American Family Association in this season of prevailing prayer for America. We would very much appreciate your participation. Again, the petition can be found at afa.net. If you'll sign it to let us know you're joining in with us, we would appreciate it. And take time to pray for God's healing grace and mercy and blessing to be poured out mightily upon our nation. Father, thank you once again for the opportunity for us to lift up our nation. Thank you for your sovereignty over all of our lives. Thank you for the United States of America. Thank you for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Help us, Lord, as the Church, and help us as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not steal. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet, again, as the Church and as a nation as well. And in much greater measure, pour out your healing mercy, grace, peace, and blessing upon our nation. Thank you for your healing grace that is healing it and has healed it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're grateful to have with us once again. It's been a little while, but once again, Jeannie Rogers. And of course, in the past, we've had her as well as her husband, Rodney, and their son, Caleb. And Jeannie is going to be with us today. She's going to be sharing some of the reading from some of her son's writing. So, Jeannie, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being with us today. And, you know, of course, a number of our listeners have probably remember you all being with us before, but there are probably many who maybe this may be their first time hearing you and learning about you and your family. So would you take a moment to further introduce yourself and tell us about your family and specifically about the work and the ministry of your son, Caleb.
Yes, I would love to. My little boy, currently, he is, I'm losing count of how old he is, but he is 8 years old. His name is Caleb. He goes by Pastor Caleb. He's just an anointed little boy that the Lord has placed a very special anointing on him. Back in 2011, Caleb came into the world about 8 weeks early. My uterus actually ruptured and causing him to be delivered early. And during that time, myself and Caleb, we both almost didn't make it. But by the grace of God, we did. He had a much bigger plan. And so when Caleb was born at that early age, he sustained a brain injury. He went for a period of time without oxygen. And so thereby, he has battled with cerebral palsy during all of his life. And the Lord has done amazing, amazing things through that. All the time, you know, the enemy means things to harm, but God, he means things for good. And he has just tremendously used Caleb in a mighty way. So that Caleb, he battles with a brain injury, but he doesn't let him get it down. He has, I believe God has used all of this, and it's as if Caleb, because he threw out different things and he has so much more time to be still, as most of us do, to where he just hears the Lord in a very, very special way. And the Lord uses him to give him words to encourage others.
Mm-hmm.
And so at a really early age, the Lord put us in the path of a place in Pennsylvania, where we took him at about the age of 2.5 to 3, and they helped us. We started him on a very intense reading and an intelligent program and different things. But during the course of that, the biggest thing that we took away from it was his ability to be able to communicate, to have a means to speak. And so Caleb speaks using a card. It's called Facilitated Communication. And with me kind of helping to stabilize his hand, he points to every single letter. It's just a little bitty card. It looks like it had all of the letters of the alphabet and the punctuation. And he just, through the course of the reading, he's been reading at a very early age, about the age of 3. And so he just then went right into spelling and communicating everything. And so since about the age of 4, he's been using full sentences and anything he wants using this little card. And so that is how he writes all of the things that he has written.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, would you take a moment to share with our listeners, when I first heard about Caleb's ability to read and the speed with which he reads the Word of God, that has inspired me. Would you share with our listeners about his Bible reading habits?
Yes, I will. There's very rarely a day that Caleb misses reading God's Word. And if he does, it's of my own doing. It's not of his. But he reads at a span. What we do is we set the Bible up in front of him on a little tray, and he's sitting in front of my lap. And then, of course, I help him to turn every page. But with a two-page span, with the Bible open in front of him, he reads at about 20 to 25 seconds. He reads those two pages, and then he's ready to turn the next one. So at this point, currently, probably over 20-something times has he read the Bible from cover to cover. The majority, his preferred, he loves the King James Version, but he's also read the NIV version, the New Living Translation version. Now he's working through different commentaries and things, but he just absolutely loves the Word of God.
Hmm. That's good. That's good. And you said he can read a two-page spread of the Word of God in about how quickly?
About 20 to 25 seconds, he's ready to turn, and he's read those two pages.
Hmm. That's neat. That's neat. Praise God. And, you know, again, I appreciate you sharing that, because my hope is that even though Caleb's 8 years old, you can obviously God has done a unique work in his life. But I hope that will inspire every listener to become a more diligent student of God's word. Because if 8 year old Caleb can do that, again, that should encourage every single listener to be a more diligent student of the word of God as well. So thank you for sharing that, yes. Jeannie. So today you're going to be sharing from some of Caleb's writings. Would you share with our listeners how he writes?
Yes. He uses that card, and we have a certain time of the day. He lets me know that he's ready to write. And at this present time, he has been trying to use, he has a little a page on Facebook, and he's been using that page during the COVID crisis here in America to try to encourage just everybody who goes to that page. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he's been working on lately. He tries to do a little sitting of that among many other things. But he uses that facilitated communication card. And as he is going to every couple of words, then I will write it down in his journal. And then he'll spell out, and then I'll write. So I'm his little dictator over there. And mm-hmm. then at the end of it, we've got his whole message together in many, many, many journals throughout the house.
Mm-hmm. So basically he dictates and you write down his thoughts and his insights. And that's how he does his writings, incorrect?
That's how he does his writings, yes, sir.
Okay. So today, now, of course, he actually has a published book now, right?
He does, yes.
And what is the name of that book?
The book that is currently published is called Hope in Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody would like to get a copy of Caleb's book, Hope in Jesus, how could they do that?
They can do it one of two ways at the present time. One way is to go directly to the publishing website, which is West Bow Press, and that's WESTBOW Press Publishing. And I think that's www.westbowpress.com. And it's called Hope in Jesus, written by Caleb Brian Rogers. Mm-hmm. And you can also go to Amazon. It's available there as well to purchase.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. So you're going to be sharing with us, you're going to go ahead and start reading, sharing some of his writings then, right?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. I tell you, Jeannie, we're coming up on a break in just a moment, though, but go ahead and just start, tell us which publication or which writing or what you'll be reading from, and we'll probably actually start on the other side of the break, but what will you actually be reading today?
I think I will start with with just some of the writings that he's written lately to just encourage people with the day-to-day event.
Mm-hmm. So basically, he kind of does journaling from one day to the next.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Before you start, let me just say a word of prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to share some of Caleb's writings, and thank you for Jeannie and Rodney and the wonderful work they do along with Caleb. Lord, anoint this time of Jeannie's reading some of Caleb's writings, and Lord, use them to bless your people, to encourage them, to edify them, to encourage them to become more faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, Lord, use them to inspire other believers who may be called to write, to pick up the pen and begin to do what you've called them to do as well. And Lord, I pray that you continue to use Caleb's voice and his life in ways to bless people, to encourage them, and inspire them as well. Thank you for his book, Hope in Jesus. And I pray that many would get the book and read some of the very inspiring things he has to share. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And Jeannie, we'll start the reading on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Jeannie Rogers, and we'll be right back.
Fight of my life. Is this so crazy to believe? that you gave me the stars, put them out of my reach. Call me the waters a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. You keep on making me see it's way beyond me. It's way beyond me. Is this so crazy to believe that you gave me the stars, put them out of my reach? Call me the waters a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. Yeah, you keep on making me see it's way beyond me. It's way beyond me.
Toby Mac, Beyond Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Jeannie Rogers. She's the mom of Caleb, who is a young author. And so, Jeannie, you're going to be sharing, you said, from some of his daily journal writings to begin with?
Yes.
Okay, then go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start with one. He wrote on April the 16th, and it says, "Mobility may be a huge barrier for me. Getting to be freely traveling the earth, sharing about Jesus. Communicating Jesus' teachings openly with my mouth may be another hindrance to delivering God's good news. However, I'm choosing to use communication methods such as Facebook and my communication card in hopes of blessing God's children. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to believe you don't have a gift to share. Label yourself useful today. Hear me boldly tell you that God can use you." And he ended it by saying, "Having faith in God, Pastor Caleb."
Okay, Jeannie, before you read further, I want to ask if you'll pray for listeners to really hear. That's a wonderful and a powerful message. In other words, taking the gifts and strengths you have and making the most of them to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. Would you pray for believers to really take to heart that important word of encouragement?
Amen. Yes, I would love to. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for all of the listeners everywhere. Lord, I know this is no accident that I'm here on this radio at this very moment for someone. God, these are words that you have given Caleb, Lord, to be used to bring forth the things that you desire to happen right now. God, I pray that as people hear the words of my mouth, they're not hearing me, but they're hearing you. They're hearing your message for this time right now. So, God, I pray that they would just hear. And your word says, "Blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice." And Lord, I pray right now that the listeners would hear what you're trying to speak to them without any distraction, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And Father, I too thank you for, again, that wonderful word of encouragement from our brother Caleb. And Father, thank you for the fact that he makes wonderful, shares wonderful insight about who we each are. Lord, we live in a world where people are so quick to feel sorry. We're quick to feel sorry for ourselves or who we are, what we're going through. But we see an inspiring and encouraging example in our brother Caleb, who, though he has challenges in being able to get around physically himself and challenges in being able to verbally communicate, he's using what he has available to him. He's using his gifts, his strength and ability to point people to Jesus Christ, to minister to others, to share the gospel. Lord, help us to know that every one of us, whatever our gifts or strengths are, we have opportunities every day to point the world to Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to maximize our every opportunity to help the world know that Jesus is the answer to all of our problems, all of our challenges, all of the difficulties, all the storms we face in life. Jesus is the answer. Thank you, Father, for encouraging example we see in our brother Caleb, who seeks to do the same in where you have placed him. And we thank you and we praise you for this opportunity we have every day. In Jesus' name, amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, our phone guest today is Jeannie Rogers, and she's reading from some of her son's writings, Caleb. And so, Jeannie, you're going to continue to share further from his daily writings then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll read this next one. And this next one says, could changes in our lives be continually shifting our gaze towards the one that ceases to change? My prayer is that we hear God call us to trust him. We'll manage to adjust our lives to a new way of living, but things could change again. Much unrest tends to result from constant change. Look to God, the one that never changes, and peace comes instead of unrest. And he ended that one by saying, gazing at my God each day, Pastor Caleb.
Praise God. That's good. That's good. Okay, go right ahead then.
Okay. This one says, he started out with a question. He says, faced much heartache lately? Patience, my brothers and sisters. Cost of living for Christ might seem high, but our reward will be great. Gladly abound in Christ, making time count for your good. Weather Channel predicts fluctuations in the temperature, giving us opportunities to dress accordingly. The Bible predicts fluctuations in our lives, giving us opportunities to prepare accordingly. Choose wisely on how time is spent preparing for Jesus' return. Until tomorrow, Pastor Caleb.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. All right. You can continue right on.
Okay. This one, he was, this was kind of out of his character. He decided instead to tell a little story.
Okay.
And he said, huddle around for a story. Hand over your collection of jewelry, says Jesus to the young mother. The mother, afraid of being left with nothing of value, replies, but my jewelry is all I own. Jesus hugs her especially tight and says, I know I'm asking a lot from you, but trust me. The young mother handed over all the jewelry she possessed. Take everything, Jesus, she told him. My trust is in you. In return, Jesus covered her with blessings of his love. She couldn't have asked for anything more. Lots of blessings to you all, Pastor Caleb.
Do you happen to know, was that a story of someone he knew, or he just shared an illustration, or do you know?
He was just sharing an illustration about, I believe he was just trying to say how we, you know, we just need to be ready, just kind of give of all of ourselves, because that is what God wants us to do.
That's right. That's right. The Lord can't ask too much. All we have, He gave to us to begin with. So praise
Amen.
God. Amen. 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 Okay. Okay. Please continue.
Okay. This one He addressed, I think He was just trying to get us to understand the need to be still with that, without distractions. He said, "Hunters, do you enjoy men carrying with you and talking while you enjoy hearing footsteps?" So I think He was trying to talk about when you go hunting and you don't want a lot of people around talking while you're trying to be focused on hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, "Must commotion be our desire instead of being still before the Lord? Resting with Jesus leading the conversation helps to restore our souls. We mustn't miss this blessing. Soon to write again, Pastor Caleb."
That's good. I want to take a moment specifically to pray for believers to grow in the understanding of the need to be still before the Lord. Father, thank You for the opportunity You give us every day of being able to come to You in prayer. Thank You for the opportunity we have daily of being able to open Your Word and through each means spend time one-on-one with You. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of intimacy. Help us to recognize the need for us to be still every day, to spend time with You both in Your Word and in prayer, and empower us more and more to be the faithful people of prayer that You would have us to be. Help us to recognize, Lord, that You get so many things done in our lives and through our lives as we spend that time, again, one-on-one with You. Thank You for the opportunity, and help us to never get so busy that we miss the opportunity to make this priority a critical part of our lives. Help us to do it absolutely every day, faithfully, for Your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. All righty.
Amen.
Okay. You can continue reading. Okay.
Okay. Another one. He said, "Running out of things to do lately? Most of you have been busy cleaning out unwanted things from your home. But have you made time to clean out unfruitful things from your heart? Lust not for worldly desires, because they produce rotten fruit. Memorize Matthew 6:33 and allow God to replace your desires with His, continuing in earnest prayer each day for all of God's creation. Pastor Caleb."
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay. Please continue.
Okay. "Hesitation hinders many individuals from stepping out in faith. Money is one too. Neither money nor our hesitation should stop us from moving out of our safety net when God tells us to obey. How much do we truly trust Him? Let's think on this today, Pastor Caleb."
Amen. Jeannie, I want to ask if you'll take a moment to pray for believers to grasp that and to walk in the wisdom of that truth that Caleb shared there.
Amen. Father, I just thank You so much for the opportunity to just come to You in prayer over and over. You're always there. You're always present. You're always with us. Father, not only for the listeners, for myself and just everyone, God, I pray that You would never let anything hinder us from stepping out in what You called us to do. Lord, not hesitation, not money, not anything. Lord, when You speak to us, when You ask us to do something, I pray not one solitary thing would stand in the way of us stepping out, knowing, God, that You've already prepared the path ahead of us. So, Lord, I pray for all of those that are hearing right now, if You've placed something on their heart for them to do, Lord, please don't let the enemy come in and start putting doubt and let time and days go in between, Lord, so that they would forget the things that You called them to do. So I pray, Lord, that if You have put something on someone's heart right now, that they just know and just step out in trust and knowing that You've already prepared the way. And Lord, we just thank You so much. Help us all every day to obey you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And before we continue further, Jeannie, the book that Caleb wrote entitled Hope in Jesus, once again, if someone would like to get a copy of his book, Hope in Jesus, tell them again how they can get a copy.
Yes, they can go to Westbo Press. It's www.westbowpress.com. They can get it there. They can also go to Amazon, and again, it's called Hope in Jesus. And this particular book that he published is a little different than the readings that I'm reading, as it is a children's book that he wrote, trying to it talks about different little things that he goes through about things in the world, excuse me, but above all things, that his hope stays in Jesus, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry about that, but it's just all directing children and adults that no matter what, our hope is in Jesus. Jesus is our hope.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, we'll pick up on the other side with further readings from Caleb Rogers. Our phone guest today is Jeannie Rogers, and she's reading and sharing some of her son's writings. Caleb Rogers. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Music of Forever Jones, you are welcome. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Jeannie Rogers, and her son is Caleb, who's a young author, and she's been sharing from some of his writings. Jeannie, before we allow you to do further reading from some of Caleb's writings, would you share with our listeners a little bit about the ministry Wheels for the World? That's a ministry, if I understood correctly, it's a part of a ministry under Johnny and Friends, and you're working with them. Would you tell our listeners about that?
Yes. Starting probably over a year ago, we became connected with Wheels for the World, and that is correct. It is under the leadership of Johnny and Friends. And what they do is they collect wheelchairs that have are no longer needed. Mm-hmm. So if you have a child that deals with some sort of special ability and they use a wheelchair on a daily basis, a lot of times children, they're going to outgrow that chair at some point, and so and then they'll get a new one. But then parents may store that in a attic or wherever in some building, and it just sit there and rot. And same thing for maybe elderly parents or whatever, maybe even those that have already passed away and they're home with the Lord and they just do something with their, or they don't know what to do with their old wheelchair. And so that's where this comes into place. If you don't use that wheelchair anymore, then you contact Wheels for the World. And we collect the old wheelchairs. If they don't have to be in any kind of a good condition, they can just be barely held together. And what happens is we have a place locally that we are storing these chairs. When we get a certain amount, we are getting together a group, and we take them to the closest prison from here, which is about an hour and a half away on the other side of Memphis, Tennessee. And so there, it's at a facility where there are prisoners, and these prisoners have been trained to restore these chairs to like new condition. And from that point, and let me not fail to mention, when they are doing that, they also put a little license plate kind of thing on the chair, and it says John 3:16. And so from that point, those wheelchairs are collected, and they are sent to probably 15 or more countries around the world, mm-hmm. where there's a team of therapists and pastors, they are ready to share not only the gift of mobility, but God's word with a person in need. And these are going to children and adults across the world that do not have wheelchairs just readily available to them like we do here. That is what this ministry is about.
Okay. So if someone has a wheelchair, or they know someone that would like to donate one, or would like to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you and or the ministry in order to donate a wheelchair?
Okay. There would be two ways. One would be to go to the website, johnnyandfriends.org, and it's spelled J-O-N-I-A-N-D and the word friends.org. And on that website, there's a place specifically for Wheels for the World, and it has a map, and depending on where you live in the United States, you would be able to see the closest wheelchair drop-off place and a contact number for that person. And also they can call a number, and it's 818-707-5664 to find out the closest wheelchair drop-off location.
Okay, so those are two different ways people can donate if they have a wheelchair or know someone that has one. Again, go to johnnyandfriends.org or call 818-707-5664.
Yes.
All right. Okay, then. Okay, well, let's continue with the reading. You're sharing some of Caleb's writings, and please continue.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little bit from some of the daily readings. Mm-hmm. To go into another project that Caleb is working on. It's almost complete. And whereas The Hope in Jesus was a book geared more towards children, the title of this is called Be Free in Christ. Mm-hmm. And something that I didn't mention earlier, for for the last 4 years, Caleb has gone to different recovery programs, and he has spoken to men and just encouraged them where they are currently at in their situation. And mm-hmm. so throughout the last 4 years, as we've gone, as I have helped him communicate that, his father has been there dictating every single thing. So what we did, thank you to Brother Joseph with your encouragement to put these together, we have put these together in a workbook. And so what it is the message that he gave at that particular time. There are scriptures that go along with the message. And then for the last couple of months, Caleb has been putting together questions that would encourage each one of these guys to go through their own personal lives and reflect on what God is doing and depending on where they are. So this is just a healing workbook that Caleb just really wants these guys to be free in Christ, even mm-hmm. while they are, whether it be in prison or in change, so to speak, in the recovery program.
Okay. And so if you had to guess when you think this would be published, when would you guess it might be published as well?
Probably, we hope to have it available to be printed within the next couple of weeks. That's okay. That's our goal for that.
Okay.
So just kind of letting the Lord lead to see. But our prayer is that as soon as it's able to be printed, that we can immediately start placing this in the recovery programs locally.
Right.
We hope
mm-hmm.
to work with the jail ministries and things like that. We have formulated, while this is being in the process of being revised and all, we have, there has been a nonprofit organization established so that people can help provide donations so that we can put these workbooks into their hands. And none of the things that Caleb has done, the Hope in Jesus book, this Be Free in Christ workbook, none of this is to make any profit. Mm-hmm. It is strictly to be able to give, to have out there so people can have something in front of them. You know, nothing takes over is over the Bible, mm-hmm. but aside from that, to just encourage them in the Lord.
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully we can get you back on soon after it is published so you can share further and tell people how to get it as well. So, but please go right ahead and share from Be Free in Christ.
Okay. This excerpt, he has titled Time with Jesus. This was one of his first messages he wrote, and it was in November of 2016. So the message is, Jesus desires our time alone with him, not just during church. Jesus' time is special. It is beautiful. It's glorious. It's heart-changing. Eventually, Jesus' time will become all that you desire. Just give it a try. He's needing each one of us to devote time each day just with him. Enemies don't like the fact that we stop everything to seek Jesus. So be ready for interruptions. Enemies don't enjoy Christians actually taking the time to listen to Jesus. But Christians have to enjoy making the time in order to hear from Jesus. Jesus just desires to speak to each person in this room, but it's up to us to hear his voice. Could each person here devote just 10 minutes of quiet time just with Jesus? Nothing else, just listening to him. Don't enjoy telling him your needs. Don't enjoy even thanking him. Don't enjoy talking at all. Don't enjoy music. Don't enjoy cell phones. Don't enjoy family. Don't enjoy going to the bathroom. Don't enjoy getting up at all. Just 10 minutes each day is all I'm asking. Try it for 1 week and tell me what you heard Jesus speak to you. Now, it's important to know enemies aren't going to like this one bit. Enemies are going to do everything in their power to stop this time from occurring. Enemies hate Christians devoting their time to listening to Jesus' voice, because that's when miracles happen. That's when things begin to change. That's when enemies get defeated. That's when Christians become the people God created them to be. That's when victories occur. That's when battles are conquered. That's when mountains move. So is everyone in? Amen. And then he goes into there and he gives scriptures that are from Mark and from Psalm. The one in Psalm is, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth," from Psalm 46:10. So he gives three verses of scriptures to back the message that he was speaking. And then the last segment is called the reflection. And then I will just share some of those. The first question he said was, being still before Jesus requires time. Lots of time is given to each one of us each day. Compile a list of everything that gets your time in one day. How much time does Jesus get? The second question says, start today by being quiet for 1 minute along with Jesus. Try not to talk, only listen. Concentrate on the name of Jesus. Do this each day and add 1 minute each time until you can still your body for 10 minutes. Keep a journal on how Jesus teaches children to rest with him. And then the final part, which is the same for everyone, says, write about how this message spoke to your heart. And that's the end of that one.
That sounds like a great workbook and tool for anyone to use in the devotional time. So, Jeannie, our time is gone. Thank you so much for coming and sharing. Share one more time if someone wants to get Caleb's book, Hope in Jesus. How can they get it?
They can go to westcoastpress.com. And they can also go to Amazon.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Please tell Rodney and Caleb hello for us, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless.
All right. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Pray for the ministry of Rodney and Jeannie and Caleb as they continue to be used mightily of the Lord. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.